Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. We're on Yud Amud Beis. Didn't quite make it to the Mishnah. We're a little before the Mishnah, where it says Hakore Mikan Ve'Elech Lo Hifsid. That we're up to? I believe so. If you read after the Zman, Lo Hifsid, you didn't lose out. What does that mean? You didn't lose out. Amar, right, in other words, you missed Zman Kriya Shema. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Lo Hifsid, you didn't lose anything. Why didn't you lose anything? Still reading Torah, still reading words of Torah. Amar of Chista, Amar of Ar Ukva, Ubulvad Shal Yomar Yotze Or. If you can't say the bracha of Yotze Or anymore, that you already you've lost. Meisve, wait, that's not true. Hakor Mikan Ve'elech. If you read after the Zman, Lo Hifsid, Ka'adam Shehu Kor Ba'Torah, it's no worse than reading the Torah. Av Mavarach Hu Shtayim Lufanev Achaz Lacharah. Tiyufta Rechista Tiyufta. You can read the brachas in the afternoon, not a problem. So Ikka de Amri, Amr of Chista, Amr of Ukva, my Lo Hifsid. What does he mean Lo Hifsid? He meant to say Lo Hifsid Brachas. You didn't lose the Brachas. Ain't a Chanami. Can you even say the Brachas? Why could you say the Brachas? So the Radbad says, because the Brachas are in the world. What are the Brachas of Yotze Or? Thank you, Hashem, for creating the light, creating the sun. That's not lose Kriya Shema. Yeah, we put it in Kriya Shema for whatever reason. Like, why not? Where else are we going to put it? But ain't a Chanami. You can say it in the afternoon. We're going to get to the afternoon in a minute. So that's why it's not a problem. Lo Hifsid, you didn't lose anything. You're saying it's not a bracha levatala. Why? Because you're blessing Hashem for creating the sun. That doesn't matter when you do that. Ava Rabba is Torah. You're blessing Hashem for creating Torah. It doesn't matter when you say that. Taninami hachi, hakore mikan ve'elech lo hifsid kadam korba Torah. Avel mavaruchu shtayim lefonev achas lachareha. And you can. There's a machlokas. Rav Haigon says, You can only say the brachas of Kriya Shema until the fourth hour, which is basically Zman Tefillah. So if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you're sick and you couldn't, whatever it is, you should not say the brachas. That's of Haigon. The Rashba says, I'm sorry, the Shita Mikubetza says you can say till Chatzos, right? And the Rambam says that the whole day. So the three machlokas, I believe we pass to that Chatzos. We'll look it up in the Shulchan Aruch what exactly we hold. I'm not sure you can say the brachas of Kriya Shema the whole day. Kriya Shema, you have nothing to lose. Might as well say it. Taninami, where am I? Amar of Mani, Gadol Hakore Kriya Shema Ba'onasa, Yotze Me'osek B'Torah. Kriya Shema in its time is better than learning Torah. Why? Midetani Hakore Mikanu Elo Hifsid Ka'adam Karba Torah. If you miss the Zman Kriya Shema, it's not so bad. It's not worse. It's no different than saying Torah. Miklal, the Kore Ba'onasa Adif. What do you see? The reading Shema in its time is even better than learning Torah.
Time is that for the first minute, or
means
the whole time?
What do you mean? How long does it take to say Kriya Shema?
No,
does
it say Kriya Shema in the first minute you're allowed?
So we said that. That's a question of the reason. Right? It's the issue of the reason. So should you say it the minute you can? So why not? I said, you have a shear and you learn it.
This is that for those reason, or it's everybody?
I think it's everybody. Okay, next Mishnah. Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai said, Ba'erev at night, Kal Adam Yate, a person should lean, recline, v'yikra, and say Kriya Shema. Uba Boker, in the morning, Yamod, you should say, get up, stand up, Shenemar, Ubishavkecha, Uvkumecha. Lying down, sitting up. Besilam, no, Kal Adam Kore Kedarko. You recite Kriya Shema however you want. Shenemar, Ubalech Lechabaderech, while you're going on the way. Im Kain, Lama Nemar, Ubishavkecha, Uvkumecha. So why doesn't say it like that? Why does the Torah write like that? If it means you can say it however you want, the answer is it means the time of getting up and the time of going to sleep. Not that you should say Kriya Shema lying down or sitting up. It means the time. Beishamai holds, it means the time. Amar of Tarfon, Ani Yisi Baba Derech, I was once going on the way, the Tasi Likros Kedivri Beishamai, and I stopped to lean like Beishamai. I put myself in danger from the bandits. I put myself in danger by doing that. Amrulo. So they told Rav Tarfon, Kedaihu ha'yitza l'cha ba'atmecha. It would have been okay if you died too. It would have been okay if you died. Sha'avarta al divrei Beis Hillel. Because you went against Beis Hillel. You're not allowed to be machmer like Rav Shammai? You want to? It's a good thing if you would have died, it would have been good. That's what you deserve, Rav Tarfon. So, interestingly enough, the Rabbi Yonah says like this. There's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Let's say you go to a rest stop, and you have the whole family there, you make a whole picnic, and then you leave. And you forgot to bench. So Beis Shammai says, go back and bench. You go back to the wallet. Right? So go back and bench. Beis Hillel says, no, you bench where you are. And what if someone says, I went back to bench? You should have died for that? No. I wouldn't say that at all. Why? The only time you're not allowed to pass like Beis Shammai, be machmir like Beis Shammai, is if Beis Hillel has a problem with it. Beis Hillel doesn't have a problem going back. He doesn't have a problem with that. It doesn't bother him. He just says, you don't have to do that. I don't have a problem with it. Here, Beis Hillel says, don't do that. Don't go out of your way to show that you're leaning and standing up. Whatever you're doing, however you are, you should not go out of it. So if Typhon did that, he was doing the wrong thing. That's how Ben Yonah explains it. The only time Beis Hillel has a problem is if we told you not to do it like that. You want to go back and bench? How can I tell you to stop that? How can I stop you? Nothing wrong with that. You don't have to do it. Here, Beis Hillel didn't say that. Beis Hillel said, don't do that. So they have a problem if you're going to do that. Therefore, when Rav Typhon did that, they got very upset at him. Now here we go. Bishlom Beis Hillel. I understand Beis Hillel, Shita, Kamafar, Shita, Maihu. They explain themselves the time of the Beis Shammai. And they also explain Beis Shammai. Ela Beis Shammai, my time of Amriki Beis Hillel. Why didn't Beis Shammai hold like Beis Hillel? What's wrong with Beis Hillel? Why did Beis Shammai say you have to lie down when he's have to lie down? Amrilach, yes, Beis Shammai, imke neimer kar baboker uba'erev. He should have said, reach around the morning and the evening. That's what the Torah normally wants me to do things in the night and the day. He uses words like that. Funny thing, b'shavtach, obviously, my b'shavtach u'kumecha, b'shas shchiva, shchiva mamish, b'shas kima, kima mamish, mamish. Oh, u'b'shamai, hi, u'b'lachtach abaderech, my avad lehu. What does he do, u'b'lachtach abaderech? Unbelievable, kashadash. What does he do, u'b'lachtach abaderech? How me buy a
company.
What?
You make a bus company.
You make a what? You make a bus company. How be by Lahu, look at Tanya. It says, Beshivtecha bevetecha, prat laosik ba mitzvah. It comes to exclude somebody who's doing a mitzvah. Ubelechtecha baderech, prat lachasin, to exclude a chasin. Now Rashi says that a chasin is also a mitzvah. Why does a chasin get an extra limud to exclude him? In other words, on a chassan, we don't hold like this today, because no one's on a madriga like this, a chassan doesn't have to say Shema. The night of his wedding, he's very busy with the mitzvah of Pru Revu. It's the first time he's with his wife. Hopefully it's the first time he's with a woman. So he's very busy, very very preoccupied. He's putter from Kriya Shema. Why do we need a special putter for him? Any other mitzvah. If I'm busy rescuing somebody from jail, I'm putter. Osik for mitzvah, putter. This is the makar. Osik for mitzvah, putter for mitzvah. So why does a chassan get his own pasuk? So Rashi says, second line there, I forgot the chassan nami osik b'mitzvah hu. Even though a chassan's also busy with a mitzvah, e lav kro yaseira, had I not had this extra pasuk, lo nafkul on mikra kama, I would not have known from the first pasuk. Why not? The kivun to osik b'mitzvah lo ksiv kro behedya. It doesn't say straight out. Kol ha osik b'mitzvah pasuk. The Torah doesn't say it like that. The Torah says sitting around, right? You're sitting around. Ela mi'ut ba'almahu. It's a mi'ut. The Kadarshiran Bibesecha. It says when you're sitting in your house, Umamatinan mine osik bimalechas mitzvah the ikatirda. And it comes to exclude, in other words, only someone sitting in his house doing absolutely nothing has the chiyuv of Kriyashma. But if you're doing a mitzvah, you're potter. Right? Aval chasan, tirda dimachshava ba'almahu. The reason why you're preoccupied is only mental. Not doing anything. It's only mental preoccupation. I would have thought that's potter from Kriyashma. Because a mental, that doesn't make it. Why should you be putter? Abel Chazan, right? Isik Besulim, Elav Kro Yitzera, Lois Maid. If not for the extra pasuk, I would not have been Mamayit. Now, why does Belechtecha Baderech Mamayit a Chazan? So the Magid Taluma says, Belechtecha Baderech means you're going on your way. The one guy who never goes on a trip is a Chazan. Always around. You hear that? Always home. Always home. Right? Always on. Such a guy, he's putter. Everybody else, they're chayiv. But a chassan's putter. Who else is putter? Anyone doing a mitzvah. Why is a chassan different than it? Because it's a mental preoccupation as opposed to a physical preoccupation. Mikan Amru, from here you see, Hakonis has a basula putter, as Almana chayiv. But an Almana, you're chayiv. Why are you chayiv for an Almana? Because it's already old news. You're not so preoccupied. She was already an Almana. My mashma, how do you get all that? Amr of Papa, Ki Derech. It says Ki. It says like a Derech. Ma Derech Rishus. Just like a Derech. Is it Rishus? I want to go. I don't want to go. I've called Rishus. So too any Rishus, as opposed to a mitzvah. So if I'm going to the ball game, I'm not potter. Well, I'm busy with the game. That's not a mitzvah. That's a Rishus. So if you go to the game, you're busy with the game, you have to stop and say Kriyashma. But you're busy with a mitzvah, you don't have to stop. You keep on doing the mitzvah. Milo askinan dika'azel advar mitzvah. Who said that? Maybe it means you're going to a mitzvah. Vafilu hachi amar achmana likri. Who said you're not? Maybe you're doing a mitzvah. And you still have to. Who made up this rule? So Gemara says, im kain, if that were true, lichtov rachmana basheves ubalechet. It should have said when you're sitting and when you're going, my beshivticha uvalechticha. Basheves didach ubalechach didach hu demechayeves. You're sitting because you want to sit. Are you going because of your own? Then you're pot. Then you're chayev. Ha de mitzvah petura. But if it's for a mitzvah, you are potter. This is the makar that if you're osik mitzvah potter and a mitzvah, we're not going to spend so much time on it because there's so much more to do on amud beis. But everybody knows this rule. When you apply it, and all the, you have to go learn, right? Ihachi, afilu konis is almana nami. So wait a minute. If you're doing a mitzvah, then why an almana you chayev? Still a mitzvah. Still marrying a woman. Still a mitzvah. So why does that make you chayev? So the command is high tarid or high low tarid. Yeah, but it's an almana, you're not preoccupied. You're already married. She's already married. Not so preoccupied. That, like we said before, there's no mental. Nothing's bothering you.
Yeah, but he's still a bacher.
No, maybe not. So we assume he's not a bacher. We're assuming he's already also married, right? So imishum tirda, and also if it's a question of being tarid, then afilu tiva svinasa b'neyam nami. Then even if your boat sank, you should also be potter. I'm very preoccupied. Right? It's the seventh game of the World Series. You're also preoccupied. That's not a heter. So if the question is now preoccupation, I can find many cases where you're preoccupied. B'chitei mahachanami, alam amar b'abba amar b'zad amar rab, akal chayev, I'm sorry, ovel chayev michal mitzvah tamurit b'torah, and ovel's chayev in every mitzvah, chutz minat tefillin, except from tefillin, shari nema behen pe'er. It's a special thing that tefillin, ovel's putter in tefillin, because pe'er means a crown, and Rashi says that when you're tarred and you're tsar and you have afar, it's not appropriate to wear afar and tefillin at the same time. Tosfos says, what do you need that for? You learn it from. We have another thing that Hashem told Yecheskel. Now you wear tefillin. You're an avol. You wear tefillin, meaning nobody else to wear tefillin. So Tosfos says that's only if I had Yecheskel only, I would think you don't wear tefillin the whole shiva. For 7 days. Comes along, Rashi, no, it's just the first day, which is the way we pass it. It's a complicated shaila about the tefillin. Anyway, Shenemar, Pe'er, Chavosh Alecha. So 1 minute. If it's a question of Tarud, then an Avel should be potter from Kriyashma. It's very Tarud. He just has a loss. But we see he's chayiv in Kriyashma. The only thing he's potter is tefillin. That's a technicality. So what's going on here? So the Gemara answers, Hasam Tarid treated the mitzvah, Hacha Tarid treated the rishus. There are two issues. There are two reasons why Osek the mitzvah is Pata Min HaMitzvah. Number one is a mitzvah, right? Not a ball game. And number two, it has to be Tarid also, right? Which makes sense. It has to be, you can't do the other mitzvah, right? So if someone comes to the door and says, can I please have a dollar? Say, oh, I'm Osek the mitzvah, I'm wearing tzitzis right now. So therefore, I'm Pata in the mitzvah of tzedakah. That doesn't make any, that doesn't work. Right? Because you're not Torud. Right? Then the question becomes, why do I need a limud to tell me that I can't do two things at once? Right? Why do I need the Torah for that? That's common sense. If I can do two things at once, then do it. If I can't do two things at once, then I can't. What do you want from me?
Because you're saying, if the rough what you're doing, you can't take the rest
of it. What?
You would say,
what do you mean? I'm wearing tzitzit, so therefore I'm potter in every other mitzvah because I'm busy with one mitzvah? No. You know why? Because you can do both. Wearing tzitzit doesn't stop me from putting on tefillin and from giving tzedakah. It doesn't stop me. Yes, if I'm trying to rescue somebody and I'm busy with the pleading and I'm busy. So it's a complicated thing when the tefillin goes on.
So
the guy wakes up in the morning, right? The mace died yesterday on Sunday. So Monday morning you don't put on tefillin. Now what happens when the guy's buried Monday 12 o'clock? You put on tefillin now. That's a big machlokas. It's a big issue what to do. depends. You have to ask him. It's a complicated shiloh. But the idea that until at some point the oval doesn't wear tefillin. That's true. That is true. At some point he doesn't wear tefillin. When exactly it switches, I'm not sure. You have to. It's a complicated. Some say even if they come back from the cemetery 1 o'clock in the afternoon, don't wear tefillin. Some say they do. I think the custom is yes. I don't want to say. I'm not sure. Okay.
Shouldn't need to know.
Exactly. Shouldn't need to know. Ube Shamai, Hahu Bibailahu, Prat Lishluche Mitzvah, right? And so Ube Shamai says that we learn from here that a Shluach Mitzvah is Pater. Ube Tila Omer Mimela Shmamina Dafil Derech Nami Kari. Okay. That you have to read Krishma however you are. It doesn't have to be leaning or reclining. Okay, a new topic. So we just finished the old topic. So the old topic was, that's the rule. Ozek b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah. When it's, first of all, you're doing a mitzvah, as opposed to a rishus. And second of all, it preoccupies you. Right? Okay, fine. Very good. Tanu Rabbanan. Betilu omdin v'korin. You can stand up and say it. Yoshin v'korin. You can sit down and say it. Matin v'korin. You can recline and say it. Holchin baderek v'korin. Osin b'malachtan v'korin. Any which way you are positioned, that's how you can recite Kriya Shema. It's a machlokas. The Gemara is it's a machlokas here. Is that even the first pasuk of Shema? First pasuk, maybe not. You have to maybe talk about the second parasha, which is a lesser chashivus. It's a whole machlokas also what that means. Anyway, Ma'ase Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah Shai Mesubu Malcham Echad. They were together. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were together, but Rabbi Shmuel muteh. Rabbi Shmuel was leaning over, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was zakuf. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was sitting straight. Kivan shegiins ban kriyas shma. When it came to kriyas shma, they switched. Hit to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar reclined. Bezakuf Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel stood up straight. Amalo. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel. Yishmael achi. Em shalachal mashal ma'adav adoma. You know what you just did. I'll tell you what it's like. It's mashal leecha ja'omim lo. A guy says to his friend, zekeinecha megudol. Your beard is very pretty. You have a very nice, full, beautiful beard. Amalahem, yeh kenegan amashchisim. Let's cut it off. Right? It's exactly what you did. Afkan, ata. Kals manchani zakov. When I'm sitting straight. Ata mute. You were reclining. Achshav shah kishani hitesi. Now that I reclined, ata zakafta. You stood up straight. He took it as a slight. So he's insulting him. Amalam, no! And yes, he's a kedivar Beit Hillel. I hold like Beit Hillel, but Atos he's a kedivar Beit Shammai, and you hold like Beit Shammai. V'lo'o, not only that, El Hashem yira ha-talmidim v'yikva lach l'doros. They're going to think that the great Rabbi Shmuel just reclined. He must be a Shamuti. He's a Talmud of Beit Shammai. My v'lo'o, what do you mean by that? And not only that, v'chitem a Beit Hillel nami itzluhu matin. Beit Hillel also say, it's okay to recline. After all, Rishmal paskin that way. Hani mili demata v'asimei kara. That's only if you're already reclining. If you're already reclining, and now the zman came, and you're too lazy, so Bezil did say it's okay. Abel hacha. Hashta havezaka. The whole time you were sitting straight. Now you hashta muta. You went out of your way to go lie down to say Krishma. People will say, Shmamina, ki Beit Shammai sviru lahu. They're going to think you hold like Beit Shammai. And Shema yira tamidim vikvu halacha l'doros. And they're going to make the halacha like that. If you're already lying down and it's too lazy to get up, but still had no problem with that. But here you're sitting straight. And you went to go lie down to say Shema, they're going to think that's Beit Shammai. You look puzzled. Right. No, Rosh Hashanah was a good one here. Rishmal held like Beit Shammai. I'm wrong? What? No, you're right. You're right. Right. Okay, next. Tanu Rabbi Yecheskel. Osha kedivar Beit Shammai, Osha kedivar Beit Hillel, Osha. If you hold like Beit Shammai, it's okay. If you hold like Beit Hillel, it's also okay. You hear this? Now, according to this, didn't the Baskel come out and say we pass it like Beit Hillel? Didn't the Baskel say that? What? Does it impress you? Baskel's unimpressive.
Now, like Beis Hillel, but not all the time. It's only in general, not with our exceptions.
So the he says over here, the Rashba says the only time we listen to the Baskel is if Beis Hillel argues on Beis Shammai. Here they argue, but not really, because Beis Hillel would agree. There are times when it's okay. If you line down before the Zman came, it's okay. Right? Beis Hillel would agree to that. So how much are they arguing already? So I don't have to listen to that Baskel. Then the Rashba says that's not right, because then why would they get upset at Reb Tarfon? Right? If that's the case, why did they get so upset at Reb Tarfon? How's Rabbi Chesed going to answer that? So the answer is, it's one thing to hold like Beis Hillel in your bedroom, Beis Shammai in your bedroom. It's another thing to put yourself in Sakana. No one said you can do that. Right? Rabbi Yosef Amar, Asa Kediver Beis Shammai, Lo Asa Velo Klum. You hold like Beis Shammai, you did nothing. Mamish, nothing. Right?
That's why it was aside from nothing.
What?
That's why it was aside from nothing.
Because
he didn't do a mitzvah at all.
Who?
He lay down.
Yeah.
Which is like base.
Beis Shammai. No, so the Shita Mikubetz says, why is it like if he did nothing?
Because if you're standing up and you lay down, if you're lying down and you're lying down, man,
yeah.
If you're standing up and you lay down, you're not Yaitzah.
No, so the Shita Mikubetz's answer is because we're afraid that if you hold like Beis Shammai, then what happens when you can't lie down somewhere? You're on the subway. You're standing and you're squashed. And you can't lie down. What's going to happen? You're not going to say Kriyat Shema. I got to hold like Beis Shammai. You know what? We have the power to tell you if you do that, you're not Yotze at all. If you want to hold like Beis Shammai, you're not Yotze at all. Where do you see the Chacham have the power to say that? We'll see it in a second. That's the Shita's answer. Another answer they give is because we established the Chacham and whoever they are, established the Halachas like Beis Hillel. Where do you come off? Oh, I'm not going to hold like that. You have the right. What? I understand. And lo asa velo klum. Now, where do you see this idea? That nan. Misha haya rosh of ruv asukha. If rosh and if the rove of your head and the rove of your body is in a sukha, the shulchano b'tzelcha bayit. But the table's in the house. You have a small. Even and by the way, even if the sukha is large, for whatever reason, that's how you have your backyard set up. The table's in the house on the deck, and you're sitting right outside the deck, right outside. Beis Shammai postlin u Beis Hillel machshirin. Beis Shammai says no good. Beis Hillel says yes good. Amru lehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Maisa shahalchu zikne Beis Shammai zikne Beis Hillel dakar as Rabbi Yochanan ben Achranas. They went to visit this guy. Matzuhu shayiroshu u besukah v'shachana b'tzach abayit. V'lo amru lo klum. They didn't say anything to him, which means the sukkah is okay like that. Amru lehem Beis Shammai said back. Misham raya im haya im heim afim amru lo im kein yitzin noeg lo kiamis b'tzach zukah miyamecha. If that's true, you never make a sukkah in your life. In other words, minat Torah, there's nothing wrong with the sukkah. There's nothing wrong with it. It's an okay sukkah. The Rabbanim came along and said, you sit like that, you're not Yotze. The Rabbanim have the power to change what the mitzvah could be. The Rabbanim have the power to do that, just like Beis Shammai. If you lean, go out of your way to lean like Beis Shammai, you're not Yotze. What do you mean? I said Kriyat Shema. You're not Yotze. What do you mean? I was sitting in a sukkah. The gzeri here is that you're going to lean over into the table and you're not going to be sitting in a sukkah. Because the table's not in the sukkah. So you can't lean over and do that. The trivia question that's asked, what is the only way that a woman could be Yotze in a sukkah and not a man?
This way.
This is the answer. The answer is if the table's in the house and you're sitting in the sukkah. Because the gzeri was never made on women. Because women are not mechayev anyway. So it's mitzvah shel zman grama. So if a woman sits in a sukkah like that, she will get the mitzvah sitting in a sukkah. And a man will not. Because the chachamim took it away from a man. Who said they have the right to do that? They have the right to do that. Good? Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omer, Asa Kediver Beis Shammai Chayev Misa. Chayev Misi Holek Beis Shammai. That's a little harsh. That man, Omer Rav Tarfon, I need a Yitzi Baba Derech. The Yitzi Likros Kriyash Kediver Beis Shammai. I helak b'shamai v'sakanti ba'atzni even the hell listim and I put myself in danger because of the listim. Amrulo k'day ha'yitzel l'chol ba'atzvecha shavad d'ver b'tilol. It wouldn't have bothered us had you died for that. It wouldn't have bothered us, right? In other words, it's a little harsh. I don't know if they meant that like literally halacha l'maisa yichayev mitza if you holak b'shamai. That might just be an exaggeration. Maybe it's true. It might just be an exaggeration though. Okay. Next mishnah. Beishachar, in the morning, Mavarech Shtayim Lefaneha. There are two brachos before Shema. What are the two brachos? Yotzer Or and Ava Rava or Avas Olam. What's the bracha afterwards? The Achas L'Achareha is Gal Yisrael. Be'erev, in the evening, Vavarech Shtayim Lefaneha. There are two brachas before Shema. The Shtayim Lachar and two afterwards. Hashkiveinu. What are the two afterwards? Gal Yisrael again. And Hashkiveinu. Right? Achas Arucha. The Achas Kitzara. One's long and one's short. What does that mean? Rashi. It's Machlokas. Rashi says that means Ashtayim La'achareha. On the two afterward, the Arvus of Ma'ariv. There are two brachos after Ma'ariv, after Shema by Ma'ariv. One is short and one is long. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Emes Vemuna is very long. It has a lot of topics in there. Yet Mitzrayim, Makas Bechoros, and the Kriyas Yamsov. It's very long. And the short one's Hashkivenu, which just talks about going to sleep. One's long and one's short. That's what Rashi says. The Re'iri, right, the Rambam says, Arucha and Ksara are going back on the brachas before Kriya Shema. Okay? And what does he mean by that? And he says there are two brachas before Kriya Shema in the morning, Yotzer Or and Avarabba. Yotzer Or starts with a bracha and ends with a bracha. Avarabba only ends with a bracha. That's what it means. Now, according to the Rambam, the next line of the Mishnah makes much more sense than according to Rashi. By the way, the bracha of Yotzer Or, which you say in the morning, is the longest bracha in the Siddur. It's a two-page bracha. You don't even realize that. Kadosh, Kadosh, oh, it's all part of the bracha. You don't even realize that. The longest bracha, the greatest shevach we give, is to the sun. Think about that. Right? It's the greatest shevach we give. It's the longest bracha in the Siddur. It's to the sun and to light.
Where does it start?
It starts and it ends at the end of that. Right before, it's the longest bracha. That's what it means, long. It starts with a bracha and ends with a bracha. What does short mean? Short means it doesn't start with a bracha. Because Avarabba, Avas Olam, doesn't start with a bracha. It starts with the word Avarabba. It ends with a bracha. Then the next line in the Mishnah, according to Rashi, doesn't make any sense. Because the next line says, Makom, it does make sense according to Rashi, but it makes much more sense according to the Rambam. Makom Sha'amru. If there's ever a time where the bracha that you say starts with a bracha and ends with a bracha, ain't no reshaya lakater. You're not letting makater that. According to Rashi, that would mean you can't make Emes Vemuna shorter. What does that do with anything? You can't make it shorter. You can't take out topics. And lakater, if you have to be makater, like Avarabba, ain't no reshaya lahirich. You're not allowed to be mairichit. You can't start Avarabba with a bracha also. You can't do that. According to Rashi, it means you can't make Hashkivenu longer. You can't do that. Lachdom, if there's ever a bracha that ends with a bracha, ain't no reshai shalom lachdom. You can't not do that. And shalom lachdom, ain't no reshai lachdom. If it doesn't end with a bracha, you can't end it with a bracha. You can't do it. You can't mess around with brachas. These are the way they made them. Good? That's the machlokas Rashi Rambam.
When does anybody ever mess around with the Muslim?
Exactly. What do you mean? You can't make Emes Vemuna shorter. Who would ever do that? According to Rashi, it's so difficult. You can't make Emes Vemuna shorter. Why would anyone do that? Right? It's a very good question. That's why Rashi is so much harder than the Rambam. Rashi, according to Rashi, the whole doesn't flow.
And who can do anything with the Chassidim?
What?
There's also nobody with Chassidim.
No, like for example, we're going to say, we make a Shahakal. Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Kedem El Chalam, Shakon Yavar. Baruch Atah, Shakon Yavar. That's what it means. You make it long and short. You start and you end. So someone could do that. Somebody's going to do that. I treat bracha so chashish. I'm going to do that. The answer is no. Don't do that. We made up the rule like that. You leave it alone.
Who's going to do that? The same person will do this. Will do that.
I hear you.
One different than the other.
I hear. Okay. My mevarech. What's the bracha that you make? Amar of Yaakov. Amar of Hoshea. The bracha is Yotzer Or Uvorech Hoshea. He created the light. He created light. Uborech Hoshea, he created darkness. Lema Yotze Or Uborech Noga. Why don't you say darkness in a nicer way? That Noga could mean the night. Why don't you use a Lashon Naki? Kidichsev Kaminon. Because the Pasuk says it like that. Elameyata, if that's true, it says, Osei Shalom Uvore Ra. He created Shalom, he created evil. We don't say that. Mi Kaminon, Kidichsev? We don't say it like that. Right? We say, Uvore Es Hakol. We don't say Ra. If you show Machben on following the Pasuk, you should. So Gemara says, not El Aksiv Ra, the Krinon Hakol. It says Ra, and we did Hakol. Why? Lishna Ma'alya. It's a nicer Lashon. So Hachanami, Lema Noga Lishna Ma'alya, to say the word Noga as a reference to night, it's a much nicer Lashon. El Amar Rava, Kedei Lahazkir Midas Hayom B'Layla, Midas Hayom B'Yom. Because you want to mention day by night and night by day. So in the morning, we reference the night. Mm-hmm. Where do we mention day at the night? In Ma'ariv. The answer is, Amar Abaya, Golel Or Mipnei Choshech, V'Choshech Mipnei Or. Right? Yeah. 1 second. What? Amar Abaya, V'Idach Ma'ihi. V'idach Ma'ihi. And what's the second bracha? 1 second. Why do we do that? What's the reason? Oh, here it is. What's the reason that we mentioned day by night and night by day? 2 reasons. Number one, you shouldn't think there are 2 gods. There's a night god and a day god. The answer is no, no, no. By day we mention is the night Hashem. And by night we mention the day. Right? It's one god. Don't think it's 2. Ben Yoda says that you shouldn't think to yourself during the night, which is like a reference to the bad times, I can't handle it. And during the day, in the good times, then I'll be good. No, no, no. It's the same god. It's the same Hashem. You can't pick and choose like that. So we mention both. We mention Hashem at both times of the day, right? Okay. V'idach Ma'i. What's the other bracha? Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Shmuel. Ava Rabba. It's Ava Rabba. V'chein Ori Le Rabbi Elazar or Pedas Brei Ava Rabba. The bracha that we say, Pashtus. This is in the morning. Is Ava Rabba. Tanya Nami Hachi. Ein Omer Avas Olam Ela Ava Rabba. For Rabbanan Amri Avas Olam. V'chein Hu Omer Va'avta Olam Avasicha Al Kain. Mashka Sicha Chesed. Okay? And the Shulchan Aruch says like this. The Mechaber says, you say, Avas Olam. And the Ramah says, you say, Avarava. Does it really make that big of a difference to people? People have gone to war over this difference. Does it really matter so much what you say? The Machlokas Mechaber and the Ramah. There are 1,000 of Machlokas in the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah does say that's only in the morning. At night, everybody agrees to say Avas Olam. So I think it's universally accepted. Right? Right? Why? In the morning? Avarabba? So because it says in the Pasuk in Eicha, right? Chadashim Labkar Rabba Emunasecha, which is why you say Moda'ani in the morning. Right? You say Chemlo Rabba Emunasecha. It's from that Pasuk also. Okay. So it's a machlokas. If you say, which one you say? It's not the end of the world. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hashkim Lashanos. Hishkim Lashanos. If you get up to learn, Ad shelo kara kriyashma, before you recite kriyashma, tzarech levarech. You still make a bracha on the Torah. Kishakari kriyashma, once you said a bracha on kriyashma, ein tzarech levarech. You no longer have to make a bracha on kriyas haTorah. Why not? Shekvar niftar ba'ava rabba. Because you already satisfied it by saying ava rabba. Says Rashi, the second skinny line, sheyesh bo me'ein birchas haTorah. It's like birchas haTorah. The same Bilibeno, Lilmo, Lamo, Lishmo, Lasso, Lakaim, it's called Divri, Talmud, Arzecha, Batalandim, Kuki, Ritonecha, it's all in there. Okay, what I want to do is I want to finish the daf, and then we're going to do the Tosfos of the second Tosfos inside, because it said some great stuff in there. But I can't do that until we make sure we finish the daf. Okay, next. Amar Rav Huna. Says Rav Huna, Lemikra, Tarach Levarech. If you want to read Psukim, you have to make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah. Lemidrash? But if you're learning Medrash, ain't Tzarech Levarech. You don't have to. Rabbi Elazar Omar, Lemeku Lemidrash Tzarech Levarech, Lemishna ain't Tzarech Levarech. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Af Lemishna Nami Tzarech Levarech. Even for Mishnayis, Abba L'Talmud ain't Tzarech Levarech, not for Gemara. For Rabbi Omar, Af L'Talmud Tzarech Levarech, even for Gemara. Rashi says, Af Gemara. What's Gemara? That's not how Rashi translates Gemara. Shehu Iker HaTorah. It's the Iker Torah. Shemimenu Hora'a Yotza'a. That's where the Hora'ah comes out of. Gemara, what's Gemara? Hainu, Svaras Taimei Mishnah, the reasons for Mishnayis, Tirutzei Mishnayis Hasosera Zu Ezu, the answers of Mishnayis contradict each other, and V'chasurei Mechzera. I would not have put that in my list of what Gemara is. She asked you what Gemara is. I wouldn't have, well, not one person at the Tzim HaShad mentioned V'chasurei Mechzera. Not one person. I wouldn't have, right? But that's what Rashi says. Dabar v'chiyah bar Ashi, Kamina kamei derav, but nuyeh pirkin b'sifra, we were going to learn Sifra, debay rav, in the yeshiva, havei makdib, he got up, the kamashi yadeh, he washed his hands, umavarech, He did make a bracha. Umas nilon pirkei. Then we started to learn. My mavarech. What bracha do you make? Amar v'huda mashmuel asher kedushado b'mitzvos v'mitzvot lasok b'divrei Torah. Not just to lasa, to be busy with it. Rabbi Yochanan Messiah b'hachi harif na Hashem alokedu v'stavrei sarazecha b'finu u'b'fios amcha b'esel v'nei nachlo v'tetzeinu v'tetzei. Others throw in v'tetzeinu again. Because there's a Gemara that says that if you have three generations of Torah, it will never be forgotten. So they throw it in again. That's why it's in there, the third one. Am chabei so polona de shemecha ba'oski toratecha bracha to Hashem hamalami Torah l'am Yisrael. Or from Nuna Amar, a different thing. Asher bracha abana mikal ha'amim v'nasal l'anavet Torah so bracha to Hashem nasein haTorah. Amar from Nuna zuhi meula sheva brachos. That's an unbelievable bracha. Hilkach l'mamrinu l'kula. We say both. We do say both. It's two brachas. Why are there two? There's a ton of lumdus about it. One is on the learning. One is on the status change of a person. All these lumdus. Tnan hasam. Amalahem hamamuna. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would tell the mamuna, the Sagan, Baruchu bracha achas. Make one bracha. Behein baruchu. They made a bracha. Dekaru aseret adibros. Shma. Vahayim shemoa. Vayomer. Ubarach v'atzam gimel brachos emes v'yatzim. Va'avoda and ritzei, they would say, ubarachas kahanim and berachas kahanim, ubashabbos mosifim bracha achas l'shmar ha'yotzei. And on Shabbos they would give an extra bracha to the outgoing group of kahanim. My bracha achas, what's born bracha? Kiyad the Rebbe Avi, Rebbe Asi, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Ava, ikul lehu aso, the boy minei, my bracha achas, l'havi v'dai, they didn't know. What's this bracha that they said in the Beis HaMikdash? Also shalil l'Rav Masna, he also didn't know. Also shalil l'Rav Yehuda, amar l'ochem, amar shmul, ava rabba. That was the bracha that they said in the Beis HaMikdash every morning was ava rabba. L'amar of Zreka, amar of Ami, amar of Shurim ben Lakish, yoter or, which is the first one. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop here because now there's nowhere to stop until we get way down on Yud Beis Amar Aleph. So we'll stop right here. Now we'll go back and do the big Tosfos. The Tosfos said that you're allowed to, if you didn't make the Berachas HaTorah in the morning, then you said Ava Rabba, you potted your chiyuv of saying, of learning Torah, of making a bracha on Torah. Says Tosfos, but Yerushalmi, Yesh, in the Yerushalmi it says, Ha Adam Rinan Shekarni Efta Ba'Ava Rabba, when Ava Rabba potters you, Ha'u Shishana Al-Atar, Pirish, La'alter Shalom Miyad Osamakam. Right after you say Ava Rabba, you have to learn. Then it helps. What about Kriyishma that you stress it out after Ava Rabba? Why won't that work? What's wrong with Kriyishma? So two answers. First of all, maybe the guy doesn't say Kriyishma. I don't know, why not? Or maybe...
because it's too early.
Kriyishma is not considered learning, it's considered davening. You're allowed to say Kriyishma on Tisha B'Av. An awful lot of say Kriyishma. It's not learning. Davening. Yeah, we're going to learn that second parak. You have kavana to learn. If you have kavana to daven, it's okay. Isha laharav Rav Yitzchak can go to anu, she'ein anu lo meidin miyad lachar tefillah shachris. We don't learn after davening. Right? Shana turudin, we're busy. V'holchin kach, below limud. And we go to work. Ad be'emtza hayom. Maybe at lunchtime we go to a shir. Oh yosh, or even later. Amai ein anu mevrachin abrechas haTorah pa'macheres kishanu maschilin lilmud. So why don't we make Brichas HaTorah again? Why don't we make Brichas HaTorah again when we start to learn? And even if you do learn in the morning, guy goes to Daf Yomi. Then we made Brichas HaTorah in the morning. He learned. Then he goes to work. And maybe 7 p.m. he's going to learn again. So why don't you make a new Brichas HaTorah? Anybody ever asked that question?
Mm-hmm.
It's been so many hours since you made a Brichas HaTorah beforehand. Why don't you make a new Brichas HaTorah? It's a hafzik. So hey Shivri, the low Kaimalon calls the Yerushalmi. We don't hold on this Yerushalmi. How will the Gamrin and Shalanu, Gemara Shalanu, Lo Amar, the Ain Sarach Alta Luma? We don't hold like that. Who said you have to learn right away? There's no rule like that. The Yerushalmi said that. We don't hold like that. Secondly, but oh, Afilu Lafi Yerushalmi. Dafka Ava Rabba, the Lohavi Iker Bracha, Lebrecha Satorah. Only by Ava Rabba you have to learn right away. Why? That's not really the Bracha. The bracha is Asher Bracha Banu, Baharif. No, this is not really the bracha. This is a default bracha. The default bracha you have to learn right away. Dikar Avar Rabba Lush Kriyishma Nisken, which will he ain't on niftar be brichas haTorah. Ella im yilmod miyan v'gam lo yasa hezachadas. You have to learn right away. But only by Alpha Rabbah, by the regular bracha, you don't. So says Tosas, why not? Afal Asher Berchas Asher Bracha Abonu Berchas Lasa B'Divrei Torah Shein Iker L'Brachas HaTorah Poteres Kol Hayom. It passes you the whole day. Why does it pass you the whole day? He said it does, but why? As we're going to see by Sukkah, it doesn't pass you. Every time you go into a Sukkah, you make a new Bracha. V'im Tomar Ma'ishnami Sukkah Shetzarach L'Varech Al Kol Suda V'Suda Leishim Batsukkah. Every time you walk in, you make a new Bracha. Why is that? And by Berchas HaTorah, you don't have to make a Bracha the whole day. V'yesh Lomar the Shiny Torah. Torah is different. She'eno miyayesh daito. You don't leave your mind from Torah. Dechal shah achad mechoyev lilmod. You have a chiyev to learn all the time, even if you're not learning. You're busy at work, and you're allowed to be at work. You're busy there. You're not learning. Dechziv, like it said, begizi abom v'layla v'havi kimo yoshev kol halom hayom below hesek. It says if you're going the whole day without a hesek. Soloveitchik has an unbelievable word over here. He says like this. He says it's not even true. Thinking about Torah the whole day? Halavai, that's true. Most people don't do that. Especially when they're really busy at work and the client calls and drives. They're not thinking about Torah then. Not at all. So it's pshat. So he says like this. He says, in the morning, your kids go off to school. He says, do you know where they are? He says, you don't know where they are. You have no idea where they are. You have a general idea where they are. You have in the recesses of your mind, you know where they are. Do you mamish know where they are? No. When they're in their bedroom sleeping, you know mamish where they are. Otherwise, you don't know where they are, but you have a general, he calls it a latent awareness. You have a latent awareness where they are. He says, that's how you have to have Torah. It can't be in the forefront of your mind all day. You're at work. But it's somewhere in your brain, it's got to still be there. Just like in your brain, you know where your kids are. You know where they are. So same idea. It doesn't have to be mamish thinking about Torah. It's hard to do that. Only Gedolim can do that. But it's still got to be in your head at all times. It's an unbelievable part. Then he asks, but Achil is not like that. Then he asks, how come we'll just do it outside the rest? Then he asks, how come we don't make a bracha when you go to sleep in a sukkah? It's also a mitzvah to sleep in a sukkah. So how come if you go to sleep in a sukkah, you don't make a bracha? So he gives two answers. First of all, he says, the eating pattern is the sleeping, which is not the controversial answer. The second answer he gives is because maybe you won't fall asleep. So if you don't fall asleep, it's a bracha levatala. You hear that answer? It's an amazing answer. What? I thought about that, because at the end of the day, almost everybody at some point falls asleep. But they don't stay up all night. They eventually fall asleep. Every night they fall asleep. Right? You're real insomniacs, but regular people, they fall asleep. So why you can't make the bracha, Tosfos said, maybe you're not going to fall asleep. Then he says, the last thing which we all know, he says, let's just read the last few lines inside. V'hatafratiyim, and the Frenchmen, the French ones, Nagu lomer psukim, ubrichas kahanim, v'gam elu dvarim she'en lehem shir, shehi mishnah, the Eil Dvarim Sha'ochel Ochel Poseim, which is a Braisa, which has the status of a Gemara, so that when after we make the Berachas HaTorah in the morning, we have satisfied all our learning right away. So if we never have a chance to learn again, at least we got the learning in. That's what Tosa says. At least we got the learning in, we made a Bracha, and right away we learned. And Tosa ends off, B'nei Yerushalmi, the boy Shiyilmot Alatar, that you have to learn right away. We don't have to do that like they already wrote. You don't have to do that. However, it's very lovely if you do, right? Which is, I think, the minute of Klai Yisrael is to do. We do say all those learning afterwards. At least, the guy can't learn more. At least he got his bare minimum in. All right, we'll stop right here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.